everyone, Jenny Taft here. Thank you for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I wanted to tell you about another podcast from Fox Sports that we're very excited about. It's Waltrip Unfiltered, featuring two-time Daytona 500 winner Michael Waltrip. Michael will be speaking with the biggest names in NASCAR each week, like Daytona 500 winner Denny Hamlin, and discussing the biggest storylines in the sport. Episode 1 is available now, wherever you get your podcasts. So subscribe and listen to Waltrip Unfiltered right now. Now, let's get the show started. Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
The Lakers beat the Pelicans last night at Staples to stay three games back in the playoff race. Anthony Davis scored 22 points but sat out the fourth quarter. LeBron had a big night, hitting a setback three late in the game and finishing with 33 points, 10 assists. We're joined by FS1 NBA analyst Chris Broussard. All right, you saw the game. Now,
well, we hope he did.
Well, I'm just assuming. What shot do you give the Lakers to make the playoffs now?
So we're going playoffs now. Or are we talking about the grade for LeBron?
We're going to grade LeBron this
week. We are going to grade him.
Okay. Grade LeBron. Okay?
Yeah, it's fine with me.
Well, why not?
I just wanted to switch it up on the fly and see if you guys were on your toes. But
it's okay. I don't think I would like to say, Chris, hey, don't come in with no foolishness, Chris.
Not about to put on the GOAT mask.
Thank you.
I'm not about to put on the GOAT mask. I'm going to say a B+. And here's why. I think that's a good grade because it's hard to divorce last night's game from all the stuff that's gone on and why they're even in this position. But I'm going to say a B+ because let's face it, they had their hands full with a New Orleans team that only played Anthony Davis 21 minutes and is out of it. So it wasn't – the Lakers looked good, but I'm wondering why was it so close?
Can I ask you
know what I mean? You're not playing. So, but we're talking about LeBron.
Wait a second. He was asking a very good question.
Thing. So you say, you know what, you gave him a B+ because it's hard to divorce from the things that's going on. So if I take a test and I get an A, but the other test I took and got a C and a B, you're going to give me a grade for that or you grade me on the test?
I hear you. I don't even know where that was going. But I get it.
Last night.
No, okay, B+. Because Julius Randle scored 35.
Okay.
All right, that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Defensively, he was more engaged and more active, which I like.
Yes.
But, and you know, nowadays in the NBA, it's not like you lock in on one guy the whole game. So I get it. It wasn't all on him. But Julius Randle did get 35. But here's what I like about LeBron. I think it started yesterday at the shoot-around. I think the comments afterwards,
you heard what he said.
We like where we're at today.
I agree.
The attitude.
Yep.
Well, you know, and then shooting around, at the shoot-around, joking around with the players.
Yep.
Now, from the outside, it's easy for us to look at that and say, that's just some BS. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you just wanted them out of here a few weeks ago. But for the players, these are young guys who grew up idolizing LeBron James.
Yes.
Lonzo Ball was his favorite player. All of them, no matter how old, they looked up to LeBron.
They did.
They're looking for a reason for to be like an excuse to say he believes in us.
Right.
He is with us. He has our back. So even if their rationale is telling them, remember, he wanted you out, they're just going to jump on anything. And LeBron dancing and having fun at practice and shoot around, there's videos of that, and talking positively now. I think that meant something to them. So I'm going to say it should have happened weeks ago, but I'm going to give him some points for that. And then the game, he was great. I just, like I said, the defensive end, he was more engaged, but he wasn't great defensively. He had a couple big plays, too.
Pig him.
And he had another stop.
Unforced error.
True, while they thought it was in Central Park, got back to his hotel room like,
he was good. And I'm going to tell you a big...
That actually happened to me.
It did.
A big key last night, and I've said this on here, was Rondo starting at point guard. Mm-hmm. And you know, he met with Luke. He said he's had back problems. Now he felt healthy. Because I've said, when LeBron has such a high basketball IQ, that when he's the point guard, he's like, I'm going to get guys involved. I'm the setup guy.
Right.
Remember a few years ago when he was so upset with Kyrie because he was the point guard and he had zero assists in the game? And he was like, how that can never happen. Right? So look, when he's at point, he's going to get his 25 or whatever just because he's LeBron. Right. But he's looking to set guys up. I think last night, being off the ball, being a small forward for the most part, it put him in a more aggressive scoring mindset. Mm-hmm. And he went out and he got 33. We know he hit his threes. The last three was great. That's when LeBron, he wasn't thinking. He had, you know, lost the ball and he just got it back, puts it up, and he hit it. It was a great shot.
How much time was left on that clock? 1 second.
Yeah, right?
I'm just
I'm not taking away from the shot, but that's right. He's sometimes he's at his best when he's just not thinking.
What about them other three that he was hitting from Alcatraz?
Shannon, I'm not taking anything from
you. But you are.
No, it was a B-plus performance. It was the New Orleans Pelicans without Anthony Davis. Let's not act like it was Golden State and Durant was guarding.
Whoa.
I'm just saying, come on.
But you
at home. When they struggled. Not him, but as a team, they struggled.
I want you to give him that same intensity that when he lost and he played bad, you talking about this was awful, but now you talk about they playing the Pelicans and they win, you talking about what it was the Pelicans.
You never should have lost to the Pelicans.
Are they NBA players? Do they get paid?
Man, come on.
Don't act like there's no difference.
But come on.
Do you realize Kenrich Williams played 25 minutes for the Pelicans last night? Do you know who Kenrich
Williams is? Who is that? You don't even know.
Undrafted out of TCU, undrafted. And you say, they have NBA players? Is he? Is he? Really?
Darius Miller, check the island.
Y'all make it seem
they lucky Okafor only played 3 minutes. Come on.
Well, Okafor only played 3 minutes.
I don't know why, because he's been killing them.
But he's been following
people. I'm with you, but I'm so disappointed with the position they're in.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Why?
Why
are you upset when they won 20 games and 35 games?
No, that was great, but since LeBron's been back, they have cost themselves.
Yes.
I can't even just blame it on the 6-12. That's a big part of it.
Yeah. All right, go A plus. We want to hear it.
Right, go ahead.
A plus. You want to hear it?
No, I don't believe that.
You come out here with the goat mask and the headband.
A period.
Because it's hard for me to give him an A plus in a regular season game on a Wednesday night. Now, if it had been a playoff and he'd have done this, he gets an A plus.
Wasn't they NBA players?
Yeah, the NBA, but it's a playoff. My playoff. But see, he had to get that mindset. That and, see, the reason why, you're lucky, keep talking, I'm going to give him an A+, because that and one.
That was it.
That was nice.
Yeah, right there.
Nice.
And True Holiday, he say, oh, you want some of this? He had them Buzz Lightyear on, them LeBron 16, them Buzz Lightyear. You see what he did, Skip? He dropped out like this here. You want some of this? Do you realize I was first team all defensive player?
Holiday lost the handle. He just unforced error. He just lost the ball.
Stop.
I think he was so shocked that LeBron was actually in the chair playing defense. He just shocked him and he lost the ball.
For a second, LeBron was like one of the most Duke players. You know how the Duke players hit that ball. They're like, oh, yeah. Come on, do something with me. And then when he took the ball from him, and then he came back in the corner, he was fooling around with it. Y'all thought he lost the ball. But he fooling around with it.
Y'all saw that he almost did lose the ball. Yep.
Hey, when he let it go, what'd he do, Chris? When he let it go, he did this.
He did not do
he
it.
Did well, that
he
right
did
there.
Not.
He did right there.
He did it as he was walking up the floor.
There ain't no new side he did. Had that three ball.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about, Chris.
It's both.
Help me out. Next time down the floor, did he walk back to the free throw line going two, like I'm going to make
you
two?
You know what, Skip? Huh?
Two. I got
it. It's not your turn. It's not your turn. It's my turn. I love the fact that he came out aggressive. The first quarter, 10 points, 5 assists. He got other guys. The difference is when Rajon Rondo starts, Kyle Kuzma and Brandon Ingram, yes, they can run the offense in transition. But what happens when you're in the half court set, the team gets back in transition defense? Rondo, like Bron, can run the offense in the half court set. That's where they struggle when they don't get out in transition and they struggle. Rajon Rondo can run that thing because he ain't looking for his shot. He's looking to get people involved. Because Rondo liable to have a 2-point 20 assist game.
That was a playoff Rondo last year.
Right.
He made 3 out of 4 shots in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but because they left one time. They pulled what LeBron did to old boy the other night. Dude was up under the basket. Rondo like, y'all leave me open? Like, yeah. Yeah, we gonna leave you open.
Well, he was their teammate last year. They know.
They know.
But that's always been the case. They were like that in Boston. They're like, we refuse to guard you out to the 3-point line.
Yeah.
What'd you give, Skip? Skip, don't do that. Skip.
You know,
It can't be bad. It can't be a bad grade.
Like, Lord have mercy on all
our souls. I'm gonna pour water on your paper. If it's anything that's gonna be.
Wait. Please. All I hear, this man opened the show with this mask on, okay? I'm hearing he is the greatest player of all time. I'm still hearing he is the best player on this planet at this moment, correct? Okay. So I have to set the bar really high for this guy because he should be the highest in the NBA.
Yeah.
So this is not even arguably. This is the easiest game left of the 22 on the schedule is New Orleans in Staples. Mm-mm. Because they got some easy games, but they're on the road. Okay, but it's at Phoenix, at New York. The Knicks got talent, man. They got some young talent. That will not be a cakewalk.
We owe
at
them.
Chicago, every once in a while, Chicago rises up at home and they can pull something off.
Okay?
So this is a game. You should win this game by 20 easily because you're a 5.5-point favorite and you should have been a 10-point favorite. And then you get up 12 mid-fourth quarter. Shouldn't that wind up a 20-point game? Seriously.
At least 12.
And you're playing a broken basketball team whose best player obviously wants out and his teammates are out on him. And he's out on management and management's out on him. And they are pulling him out after 21 minutes with 4 minutes left in the third quarter. They say, no mas, you're out. And I don't know if it's to punish him or protect him from further injury, but why would you play him 21 minutes? Okay,
right.
I don't get it.
He can't get hurt.
You know what?
It's
an even worse look for the NBA.
It is.
That he's playing 20 minutes a night as opposed to not playing at all.
Right.
Like, what are you doing with this? So when you're up 12 mid-fourth quarter, I want to see LeBron go downhill, attack the basket, and just put it away. And he did pull off the one and one, and I'm like giving him a standing ovation because I, like you, have a bet with Rob Parker that the Lakers are going to make the playoff. Mine's for two dinners. Yours are for Jordans, right?
We went down from that to wings.
Oh, you did?
To wings?
We couldn't agree. I said if LeBron gets hurt, the bet's off.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to.
Okay, so now it's just a wings bet.
So it's not as
bad.
Do you owe him wings or?
I already paid him.
You paid him.
I lost 300 wings to him last year.
300 wings? Okay, so my takeaway from last night is, given all that I just said, that's a C-plus night.
What's a C-plus night?
It's passing.
Okay, C-plus because, you know what? It has come to this for LeBron James. My takeaway from last night was he tried harder. He tried harder. So I have to give up. Like, what grade can I give him for trying hard? He tried harder than he did at New Orleans, and he tried harder than he did at Memphis. Way to go, LeBron. You tried harder, especially on offense. Not that much on defense. A little harder, but a lot harder on offense. And I love that.
You know what, Skip Bayless?
Okay, wait. I'm not finished.
Okay, I got it.
Because, all I hear is, I don't have enough help. Well, last night, he had a lot of help. And I'm going to say this one more time because this is the biggest false misleading narrative in sports right now is that these young kids quit on LeBron at the trade deadline. Since the deadline, I told both you guys yesterday, Kuzma and Ingram have averaged 23 a night since the deadline. That's not quit numbers, right? Mm-mm. What did they do last night? Brandon Ingram scored 23 and Kyle Kuzma scored 22. And look at their shots, 8 of 14 and 9 of 15. That'll work. That's not quit numbers, right? And Rondo, as you just said, that was playoff. He had 16 playoff assists run. And made 3 or 4 shots in the fourth quarter.
6 rebounds.
And 6 rebounds. He was scrapping. He was scratching. He was clawing. He was knocking balls loose. He was diving for loose balls. He had a couple of nice saves. I'm saying, okay, that will work. And Reggie Bullock played up to what he was supposed to be last night because he scored 14
shots,
and he had some big shots.
What
and
about
he went
Muscala?
Down. Huh?
What about Muscala?
Okay,
when
you know what? He keeps blocking shots.
Had,
he'll block a shot. Hey, Big Zoo, that's going to go down as one of the all-time worst trades in NBA history to me because Big Zoo is going to turn into something.
Yes.
And Doc can really coach kid bigs. Mm-hmm. Like long big. Watch what happens.
I think that's an overstatement. But
I don't know.
Zubac,
watch what happens. No, I mean, where you just said you had this kid on the rise. He had 18 and 12 against Golden State on Christmas Day.
Skip, can I do? I'm gonna put this like Skip something you can understand. Skip, you are a great student. You did a great job.
I was overachiever though.
No. Hush. It's my turn.
We believe you.
Mm-hmm. Chris, Skip was a great student. Vanderbilt, all good, all A's on his paper.
Cum laude.
Woo.
Great. Can I tell the story? Let me tell the story.
I'm just a public school kid from Oklahoma City.
Okay, I get
all
that.
How do you do that?
I get all that. Okay. But let's just say, okay, now he wrote all these good, great papers. Now, this one paper he turns in, it wasn't his best stuff, but it's error-free. Mm. No mistakes on it. And the teacher says, C+. Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Why you give me a C+? There's no mistakes here. But judging by your other work, that's the best you can get. Because, see, you judging LeBron by his other great works. Was this not a great work?
That's why the
time
B
out.
Plus
I never got a C plus
exactly.
One time.
I knew that was
I didn't.
Never.
I'm saying if she had done that, I didn't say you got a C plus.
What should she give him? A B plus.
No.
That's the perfect grade. The B plus.
Give it what I earned.
Did he not have help last night? What did he do to warrant an A last night?
What didn't he do?
Okay, so he and once, and as Chris so astutely pointed out, at the end of the clock, he just said, well, I got to do this, right?
But let me ask you a question.
Give you that.
If it doesn't, it's a great shot. Hold on. But you and you, Chris Broussard, I'm not going to leave you out of this. You said there have been 8 games this year. LeBron should have closed.
Yeah.
He finally closed, and now you give him a C+, and you give him a B+.
Okay, did he slam the door at the free throw line after he made that?
No, that's disrespectful. Okay.
Disrespectful?
I think LeBron would give himself a B+. No. Honestly, okay, I don't think
out.
He'd look at last
if,
night and say that
wait,
was an
just
A.
On this alone, if you're the GOAT and the best player on the planet and you play this game, which is like a do-or-die game, which I can't believe right. It's come to this, and you go 3 for 8 at the free throw line, you're disqualified from an A. Come on.
3 for 8.
Disqualified.
There's truth there, Shannon. 3 for 8?
That's not even. Kevin Durant missed that free throw.
Wait, don't change the subject.
That's not even up to LeBron. LeBron has not been great from the line this year ever.
This year.
Right. But that's worse than usual.
He's even worse since he's been
that's
back.
That's worse than you.
That, it's in his head.
3 for 8
it's in his head.
I'm watching.
You can't get an A with a 3 for 8.
Free throw demons.
You think it's in his head?
Yeah. Because I'm watching him. He's trying to be too perfect when he shoots. He's going through, because he started doing it twice. Then he started
then
doing
he
it
Then he went
once.
To once.
Then he said,
then
forget
he
it.
Needs
he's
to
trying
somehow
anything.
Not think. Just get up there. I think that's why he does a step back, so it's like a jumper.
I know. I agree. I kind of like the step back.
But you're right. Skip, 3 for 8, there's no way you can get an A. 3 for 8 from the free.
The lesson learned here.
And you definitely can't bring out the GOAT mask.
GOAT!
Skip had perfect grades. LeBron's, though, we can't seem to agree on right now. And we're still celebrating, but no mercy. Well, the Lakers beat the Pelicans last night at Staples. LeBron led the way with 33 points, 10 assists, but got a lot of help from his supporting cast as well. Brandon Ingram scored 23. Kyle Kuzma added 22. Rajon Rondo had 16 assists. The Lakers are still 3 games out of a playoff spot, but 4 of their next 5 games are at home. We're joined by senior NBA insider for Yahoo Sports, Chris Haynes. Good
this
morning,
man is
Chris.
Dressed for success today.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll take that suit over that GOAT mask any day.
I bet he got something good to say about
you
old
do look
James.
Very nice.
Oh, James.
Yeah.
And Chris, you were at the game
you
last
there.
Night.
Yes, I was.
So what was your takeaway?
Look, it was a couple of takeaways. First of all, let's talk about the Lakers as a whole. I think it reeked of desperation, obviously, when you're changing the starting lineup late February. And I think that shows that there are real issues. We all knew this, but I think that showed internally, you know, that there's real issues on the surface there. Then we talk about LeBron James, and I think he made 2 clutch plays down the stretch that I'm eager to see what Skip is going to say about those plays, Shannon. But, you know, he's been criticized about his defense over the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
And I spoke to LeBron James, wrote it for Yahoo. I spoke to him about his people criticizing the defense as of late. And he said, look, if teams really do think I'm a defensive liability, then come at me every single time. Switch up, and switch the pick and roll, put the guard on me every time, and then see what's going to happen. And so he issues a challenge out there to the league, to the teams. Like, you think I'm subpar in that area? Come at me. And so I'm just – don't shoot the messenger, Skip. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just coming over
to
LA.
But he was talking to you. He told Chris that because Chris told him he's going to be on Undisputed on Thursday.
This messenger gets shot on a daily basis right here in this chair.
Yeah,
because this messenger just tells the truth about a LeBron – who is mostly an innocent bystander on defense these days and nights. And it started in Cleveland last year, and the Memphis game was an all-time embarrassment. I think even you agreed that it was, right?
I was disappointed, yes.
And there were a few times last night, I'm not going to pile on, but how about the opening basket that we saw from Elfrid Payton last night? Can we just see that one? Because just help me out here. I just want to show you. This is LeBron James. This is early in the game. This is actually New Orleans' second basket. LeBron just challenged Elfrid Payton 6'4". You got to send an early message to your team. Up, Olay defense. You can't challenge that shot. He could have slapped that shot into the fifth row. If you really cared, if you had some energy and intensity to you on the defensive end. But this man tells me it's year 16. He's got to conserve his energy on defense. Am I right?
Well, because he's carrying a heavy workload. He got to score. He has to assist.
Okay.
He has to rebound. Now, he did get a lot of help as far as rebounding, assisting the ball, because Rondo had 16. He got a lot of help on the offensive end. Kuzma.
Okay.
Ingram had 23. Kuzma had 22. But is he getting that kind of – you see, you're going to go back to, the last 10 games. These guys, they don't play more than 10 games.
Mm-hmm.
Have we been getting this consistency from Kuzma and Ingram for the entire year?
No, but since the trade deadline, when everybody said they've quit on LeBron, each has averaged 23 points a game. And one gave you 23 last night, one gave you 22 last night.
Yes.
That's help.
Yes.
That's not quit stats, right?
No.
They're playing hard. They're shooting great. They're making high.
I wish they were playing like that when he was out. Instead of going 6-12,
right,
they might have been 12-6.
Okay, but hasn't that been the narrative lately? The young players have quit on LeBron because he was quitting on them. He wanted them all in New Orleans.
Some old players that quit.
Am I right?
Well, Skip. What about last night, Skip? Let's talk about the stretch. Let's talk about down the
stretch
right there.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
2 minutes and 18 seconds left of what should have been a blowout. This is a sad sack, New Orleans team. I don't know what they're trying to prove with Anthony Davis right now. How do you take him out, with 4 minutes left in the third quarter and say, that's it for the night?
He had it going, too.
Yeah, boy, he was balling.
Yeah.
Are you punishing the poor man because he wants out? I don't know. What are you doing?
But I get that, Skip.
Okay.
Skip, I get that.
Okay, do you realize the Lakers mid-fourth quarter were up 12 points? Shouldn't that have been a 20-point blowout? Because LeBron James is unstoppable getting to the rim.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to applaud him. We're going to laud him for one attack play that he made with 2:18 left. He actually got an and one at the rim, and I'm like, I'm giving him a standing O for this. And guess what he did? He actually went and made the free throw to cap it off. He was 3-for-8 from the free throw line. That's deplorable. This is the GOAT, says this man.
Uh-huh.
This is the best player on the planet, says this man.
Well, look here.
You can't do that.
Nobody's 100% from the free throw line. No, stop nitpicking.
He's 67%.
Okay.
Not goatish.
What about that 33-6-10?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good. Against the Pelicans, it was really good.
You make it seem like the Lakers Golden State, like in Milwaukee. There's a reason why they're fighting to get into the playoffs, Skip. They're not that good. But now they're up by 12. They should have just blown this team out. They're not the Warriors.
Okay. So then, what happens with 31 seconds left?
What happens?
Still a three-point game. You're up three. You got this. The ball is in the hands of the best player on the planet, says he.
Uh-huh.
He dribbles up, and it's not like he just said, I'm going to pull up from the top of the circle, from 32 feet, 34 feet, and make this one from Alcatraz, as he says.
Is that what he's saying?
He dribbles off to the side. He's not sure what's going to happen. Then all of a sudden, the ball almost gets knocked up out of his hands, and now he's got the ball back, and it's like, uh-oh, the clock is down, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. He goes to the corner, and he's got a switch because he's got Drew Holiday on him. He's 6'4" tall. He is 6'9".
Uh-huh.
And he shoots the most dangerous LeBron shot that he will shoot, which is the one where there's no pressure because there's no decision to make. Mm-hmm. You have to shoot this at 1 second left on the clock. And he shoots it off one leg because it's high degree of difficulty. And if it doesn't go in, nobody's going to hold him accountable because it was a hard shot at the clock.
Yeah, we hold him accountable.
And what happened? He made it. Way to go, LeBron.
Swish. Nothing but that.
But you heard what he's saying? The whole time. See, you thought they knocked the ball away. But LeBron was trying to get to that spot all along. And he said, I trusted my mechanics.
So this was
he said that.
That's what he said.
Oh, okay.
Called the shot.
I missed that.
So he's dribbling up the floor and he thinks, you know what I'm going
to
do?
I need to
fake him out. I'm going to deke him. I'm going to act like I'm going to lose the ball over here to the right. I'm going to let it go up in the air a little bit. And then I'll just recapture it. Then I'll dribble all the way to the corner because I'll have the switch. I'll have Drew Holiday on me, and I'm going to shoot it on one leg from the corner. I'm going to go Dirk KD on him, right?
But you're missing the biggest play. Missing the biggest play of that game.
Two missed free throws.
No, I'm not talking about that, Skip. I'm talking about the possession before that, Skip.
Okay.
The big defensive stop. On the Pelicans' number one guard. He couldn't get it. He couldn't go anywhere.
You know what happened?
He couldn't go anywhere.
You know what happened? Drew Holiday looked up and he was startled by the fact LeBron was actually trying on
step
defense.
Step for step. He was with him.
And I'm like, ooh, what are you
doing? Coming off a groin injury.
It wasn't a steal. Drew Holiday was so shocked, he just lost the handle. It was an unforced error.
You think LeBron had on them old Buzz? He had on them Buzz like years. He dropped the ace.
He scared him.
Sit in that chair.
He scared him right out of the basketball.
He sat in the chair, Skip Bayless.
Yeah.
Skip tried to bypass that.
I didn't. Skip.
Because what are you doing, Drew?
That was your exit. That was definitely
that was it?
No, don't try to bypass it. You got to get off your exit. Talk about that. Man,
come on now, Skip. We can't go without that.
Why didn't they win this game by 20?
They won the game.
Okay.
Now, you keep telling me they had a chance to close the Houston series. They had a chance to close the Portland series. Uh-huh. And this one and that one. Now you question the matter.
In both ends of the floor.
He had a chance to just slam the door, and he goes to the free throw line after they intentionally fouled him, because it's kind of hack of LeBron at the end of the games, and he LeBricks two free throws. And it took Reggie Bullock going to the free throw line to close it out. Way to go, Reggie.
Had Drew Holiday and that Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah.
Had him like this with Hannibal Lecter. Had a mask on him and everything. He couldn't do nothing. LeBron locked him down. And then hit him back in his mug. Now what, Skip?
Uh-huh. You just compared LeBron James to Hannibal.
That's what they had him. You know what it was?
That's just like disgusting. That's just like
when they took him to Tennessee to meet the senator, and they had him on that gurney, he was all cuffed up.
Yeah. I get what you're saying, Shatter.
That's how LeBron had Drew Holiday. He locked him up. Go put that thing
Way
on.
To go. What time is that parade? Are you going to the parade? You should cover it.
Planning parade.
Are you going to cover it? Today, downtown L.A. They're going to throw
everywhere.
He's the parade master.
No, he was upset that old goat.
I'll skip that one.
He was upset that old goat James came out. He got something for Giannis, too, on Friday.
Woo! I was just going to say, big challenge coming up.
He better.
Turn around.
Oh, you ain't nobody.
I ain't saying that. Hey, go ahead. Go ahead until the next
time.
She has to get to the next
time. I mean, you keep going, Shannon. I can't calm you down today. It's like the most excited you've been in a while. They beat New Orleans.
It's over. They made the playoffs last night.
A different team, different problem. What is going on with Kyrie and the Celtics?
That's a good question.
What energy will we have next? We'll tell you. No mercy. Celtics' losing streak hit 4 last night at home to the Blazers. Kyrie Irving, 31 points in the loss, and after the game, he was not in the mood to talk to the media, so here it is.
1-2 is pretty much locked up, 1-2-3, so just play to, as long as we get there. I can't wait for this. All this other BS about regular season and keep getting better and talking over and over and over and again about what we can do to keep getting better in the regular season. I just want to be at the highest level playing. I mean, that's what I'm here for.
What's your confidence level in the team going forward?
What do you mean?
Just in terms of, like, you know, you got
another question. What
question
is that?
A legitimate question. I mean, I just, how do you feel about this team?
Okay, next question.
All right, Chris Haynes still with us. Chris, how much trouble is Kyrie's team in?
Look, I'll just say this. If the season ended right now, it's hard for me to imagine Kyrie re-upping there in Boston. Mm. The way he's been talking, what he's been saying, his tone, it's a reflection of a guy who doesn't want, it just sounds like a guy who doesn't want to be there, a guy who's not having fun. And we also see what it's doing on the basketball court. Mm-hmm. They're just not engaged as a team.
Nope.
Look, I will say this. I do think Boston, they're a better team with him just because he's one of the top closers in this game. But with that being said, man, we talk about the Lakers having issues. I really do think there's more issues going on over there in Boston.
Wow.
There's a lot of things that, I'll touch on later down the road, but that doesn't bode well for Boston, especially when they want to go into this summer with hopes of luring AD. You need Kyrie there. to lure those big guys like that. So that is, this is a real crucial period for them right now.
I don't see them putting, for me, whatever metric you want to use, I believe they're the fourth best team in the East. Yeah. They're not better than Milwaukee. They're not better than Toronto. I believe Philly are better than them, so they're the fourth best team, record aside. See, the thing is, and remember, Kyrie said, you know, he wanted to be, he was ready to be a branch out and go his own way. Skip, and I told you, my girlfriend said, boy, sometimes you can make your destiny on the very road you took to avoid it.
Mm-hmm. I thought your grandfather said that.
I said my grandfather.
Oh, I thought you said grandmother.
No. And the thing is,
I can't keep
it. And the thing
a lot of wisdom from his
grandmother, grandfather. But, maybe they both said it. I don't know.
But to make a long story short, Skip, the best player, everybody assumes the best player is automatically the leader. Mm-hmm. See, Kyrie went to Boston. Mm. He's the best player. I'm the leader. Y'all follow me.
That is correct.
Bro, we see the way you act. Yeah. We see the way you talk. We not follow you nowhere. And as a matter of fact, did you see what we did when you missed the last 25 games of the regular season in the playoffs?
Yeah.
We did quite well without you. As a matter of fact, we went to Game 7, the Eastern Conference Finals, and we had it on our court. Kyrie is spectacular. Got the best handles in NBA history. He can finish with either hand. He got a mid-range game. Mm-hmm. He can shoot the three. And if you put him on the line, he's an 88 to 90% free throw shooter. He has no weakness offensively. Uh-huh. And he's become better at distributing the basketball. His first 7 years, he had 30 games of 10 assists or more. This year alone, he has 13. So he, in his mind, he's like, I got to do a better job of distributing the basketball. Mm-hmm. But Skip, he's a horrible leader. Mm-hmm. He's a horrible leader. The very thing that you criticize you know who for, he's picked it up.
That's a good point.
Remember, Skip Bayless, I told you, my grandfather did tell me this. He said, boy, if you're not careful, you'll become the very thing you despise most in a person.
Really?
What was the one thing he despised most about O'Brien? Mm. And that's what he's become in Boston. I told you we're going to have it like that.
He despised drama king.
And what is he now?
I know.
And what is he now?
Man.
And what is he now, Skip Bayless?
I know.
I still want him back. I still take him to L.A. I don't think he's coming. They ain't going to the Knicks. I think it's a package deal already worked out.
That's why you're pulling your punch a little bit there, because you don't want to burn that bridge.
No. He's not coming back with LeBron. Yeah. Skip, they got some issues. You hear what he's saying? Because everybody keeps saying, you hear Jaylen Brown, you hear Marcus Smart, we just got to keep getting better. Kyrie said, man, I'm tired of hearing that we gonna keep getting
better. That's what he said.
I just want the playoff to start so I can do, hold on, he said, so we can come together so
singular.
I can do my thing. Yep.
Singular.
Don't mind me.
Shannon will tell you, I love me some Kyrie. He is an all-time great closer. His winners intangibles in the last 2 minutes, 6 minutes, 8 minutes of games are extraordinary. He is not a natural-born leader, and I cannot defend this because the last six games that he's played for the Boston Celtics, they've lost all six. Mm. The last six he hasn't played for the Boston Celtics, they won all six. Ooh. What would that tell you? Mm. That would tell you something's really wrong here, right? It would tell you this team is sort of quitting on that guy, or they just don't want to play with that guy. They're happy when he's gone, right? Yeah.
Because everybody, think about how they flourished when he wasn't there. Mm-hmm. Jason Tatum, we were talking about Jason Tatum, this guy might be an all-star.
Yep.
Jaylen Brown was unbelievable.
Yes, he was.
Terry Rozier, people thought Terry Rozier could be a starter on a lot of teams. Now Kyrie comes back. Mm-hmm. Now they got to take a step back. And remember, guys are trying to make a name for themselves.
I know.
Yes, everybody keeps saying, I want to win. But if I can win and I can be the guy, like KD, like Braun, like Giannis, I'm all for that. I ain't trying to win and be a system guy.
No. Well, I would tell you this. Kyrie deserves the bulk of the blame of what's going on. But when we going to start pointing at Brad Stevens over there?
Oh.
When we going to start pointing at Brad? Look. We all know the NBA is about managing egos.
It is.
It's about managing egos. So now you bring Kyrie, who is a superstar, into the fold, has an ego. You bring Gordon Hayward, who's an all-star, has an ego.
Yep.
And so last year, he didn't have to deal with that.
No.
And he's never had to deal with that because he wasn't getting Zion Williamson's at Butler.
Uh-huh.
He's getting one star. The guys he's getting at Butler, that was the only gig they had. And so now you go to Jason. He's a rookie. Jaylen Brown, he what?
They're trying to establish him. Terry Rozier.
Right, so they're going to listen.
Speak Shannon.
Kyrie Irving's like, hold on, bro. Did you see what I did in Game 7?
Uh-huh.
Did you see what I did in Game 5 when I dropped that 41 on him? And did you see what I did, even though we lost in five games, did you see what I did in that finals, that last finals I was there? Oh, I was cooking folk. So you coach them. I got me. And they're like, hold on, Kyrie. I thought we did this together. Us, we. No, it's you.
And also, as Shannon knows, I'm not a big Gordon Hayward fan and wasn't before his draft. Mm-hmm. And somehow he managed out of the hysteria of free agency to get $32 million a year. Yep. And you can't tell me that locker room, and he's a nice guy. There's no problem there. But you're not looking sideways and saying,
of course,
he's making $32 million?
But here's the thing, though, Skip. He was an all-star.
He was.
In the Western Conference.
Once.
Yeah, okay. But then he comes there. Yep. And see, here's the thing, Skip. And I've been in locker rooms where they give a guy a lot of money. And you're like, okay, the guy was okay. They gave him a lot of money. And then you get him there and you watch him. You like, y'all gave him all that money? He terrible. That's the same thing they said about Gordon Hayward.
He played right at the right time.
Yes.
Going into free agency.
Yeah. But
it looked like
now
a disaster.
He's playing for his college coach, which doesn't help either.
Right.
Oh, like, are you giving him?
So Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown looking at him like,
huh?
And Rozier, exactly. Too?
Rozier, exactly. Too. I agree.
So, because now Jaylen Brown got to come off the bench. He was getting 25, 28 minutes a game. Now he's coming off the bench. Mm. Jason Tatum was getting as many shots as he wants.
All right. We got to wrap it. Chris, always good to have you
with us.
Thank you. No mercy. Johnny Manziel was released by his Canadian football team yesterday, and the league said no team will be allowed to sign him. The CFL commissioner said Manziel violated one of the conditions of his contract, but that was not made public. Johnny played in 8 games for Montreal last season, and yesterday he tweeted, quote, I look forward to exploring new options within the United States.
Hmm.
So, Skip.
Yeah.
When you hear this.
Yes.
What is going on here?
There were reports yesterday that Johnny didn't intentionally violate the conditions of his CFL contract, and I'm sorry, I'm not buying that. I think he willingly and willfully violated those conditions to become a potential gate attraction for the Alliance or for the new XFL the next year, because I think he wanted to get back on U.S. soil and get back with people that he played with in college, many of whom, like his ex-Aggie teammates from Texas A&M, they're playing in the Alliance right now. So he said, hey, this is great, but he's under contract. So how do you get out of contract? Well, USA Today asked Johnny about the conditions a little while back. And he told USA Today the conditions included weekly therapy appointments, mandatory doctor visits, and monthly lithium tests, because Johnny says that he has to take lithium to treat his bipolar disorder. Okay. So is it easy just to stop going to your doctor appointments or your therapy appointments or taking lithium, right? Right?
Yeah.
Why not just say, okay, I won't do that?
Right.
And all of a sudden, the CFL is going to say, you are out of our league. You can't go to any other team in our league.
Right.
And remember,
so that's what's scary, though, Skip.
Okay.
They're not saying, well, okay, you're not good with this team, because it wasn't a team issue.
Mm-hmm.
It was a league issue. And they say, you can't even play for another team.
Okay. All right. So.
Well, Skip, I hope you're right.
Okay. Remember, Montreal, where he went, he started Hamilton. Then he went to Montreal, and they traded 2 players and 2 first-round picks to get Manziel's rights. So he goes and plays, what was it, eight games in Montreal, threw for 1,300 yards, 5 touchdowns to 7 interceptions. I watched only the first game, and it was a nightmare.
Yeah, it's not like he lightened up.
We talked about that.
Skip, I hope you're right.
Yeah.
I hope this is something that he broke the contract because he wants to get back in America, and he wants, and as you said, to get an opportunity to play in the AAF or the XFL that I think starts up next year. I hope that's the case. I hope it's not because the demons have come back.
It could be. I don't know.
But I hope, Skip, because if that's the case, Skip, this is not about football.
No. Nope.
And if the demons have come back, it doesn't matter if you're in Canada, you're in America, you're in Greece. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
You're going to have to fight these, because people sometimes, I think we lose sight. Football is what you do. It's not who you are. And football is a part of your life. Mm-hmm. It's not your life. Because I believe, on average, more people will live longer than they play football.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens, and it's, I just hope you're right, Skip. I want to give this young man the benefit of the doubt, because it's just such a harsh stance for someone that missed, maybe he missed one meeting. Did he miss one? Was it multiples? Was he not showing up? I mean, what is it? Because it left it so vague.
It did.
And I don't want.
Shocking.
I don't want to put a jacket on a guy that doesn't fit. I don't want to say it's this when we don't know. But I just hope you're right, that it was something that you're like, you know what? I don't like it here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going as well as I thought it would go here. Let me get back someplace I'm comfortable with in America.
Okay.
Playing for, having more American teammates. And maybe that league has more NFL. There are NFL coaches. Who's the guy that used to be the general manager of Buffalo and what's his name? In Indy, the old general.
Bill Polian.
Bill Polian has a lot to do with this league.
Yeah, he does.
And so let me.
You got some brains.
Right,
on
right.
Him,
so
some
let me.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
In the
yes. Executive. So let me get back in the America. Get back in front of some people that I feel know a little bit more about football.
Yep.
I hope that's the case, but for a league to take this kind of action, Skip, that seems a little excessive.
It's pretty drastic.
For a guy that maybe missed a counseling session or a drug test, that just seems excessive.
I'm just
going
to guess
multiple.
That he just quit going to all of the above.
Okay.
Quit doing anything that he was required
to
do.
Just don't go back.
Well, okay.
Well, if you don't go back, I mean, obviously you're not going to do that. Just why not just go and try to get in one of these leagues to begin with?
Well, I'm thinking when Johnny finally heard the news yesterday, it was like, finally, what took him so long to ban me from the CFL because he wanted to be free at the start of the AAF season?
For him, I don't know if he fully embraced going there. Because when you had, you win the Heisman Trophy and the world is your oyster in college. Yep. Because think about it, Skip, he's hanging out with Drake in college.
Yep.
He's front center he's got courtside seats in college. And now
was hanging out with LeBron James.
Yes. So now, I mean, so now you go to the NFL, you're the first pick, you're starting quarterback in the NFL, and what you wake up one morning, I'm in Canada?
That's what happened. And it felt like the last hurrah, last stop, last line.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
It's like one of these reality shows, The Last Frontier.
You're right.
You go to Antarctica.
Canada's great. Yeah. Not that bad.
Oh, I believe I believe Canada's great. But if you're an American-born player and you've had success, it's kind of like the same thing with Kyler.
Yeah.
How's he going to win the Heisman, receive all this praise and adulation, Skip, and then go take a bus 5 hours when I could be quarterback in New York or Arizona, this place?
Sure.
That is
Johnny's the same way. Do you know what
Plus,
the house that Johnny built at Texas A&M?
He built it. He did.
105.
And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, two leagues spring up, the AAF and the new XFL.
Correct.
And all of a sudden, I'm sure Johnny Manziel's sitting back thinking, I used to be Johnny Manziel, and I'm still kind of an it kid in my own way if I go out in Hollywood or West Hollywood. So, Gator Tractions, top of the list for these two leagues. Colin Kaepernick, Tim Tebow, it could be A or 1A, however you want to do it, just as a pure draw, right?
Right.
A TV draw, a gate attraction, a marquee name. Who do you want? Tim Tebow, Colin Kaepernick, Tim Tebow. Who's third on that list? Johnny Manziel.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he has some drawing power in the United States for these leagues.
And guess what else he's thinking, Skip? He's looking at them quarterbacks in the AAF.
Yeah.
I'm better than them.
Well, I didn't
Christian Hackenberg was a quarterback.
He's that's true. And he stunk it up the other night.
He got benched. Yep. Now, how bad must you be to get benched in that league, Skip?
He did come back and play okay in the second half, but he did get benched.
But Johnny Manziel's like, I'm better than him. I was better than him in college.
Yeah.
I'm better than him as a pro. He played. I can definitely play in that league.
I know. You know what amazes me about today's competition of the NFL? Once upon a time, and you came up through these eras, there used to be an American Football League, the AFL, and it started to rival the old NFL until they finally said, let's join forces, right?
Yes.
And then sprang up the USFL, and it had big dollars. It had Donald Trump owning the New Jersey Generals. And they signed Herschel Walker away from the NFL.
Doug Flutie,
Reggie White. They got,
Jim
they
Kelly.
Got, they got a
lot
names.
Of guys, yes.
They got names they had bucks.
And that was the problem. Instead of just like going slowly, giving teams, giving players another option, they tried to compete salary-wise. And
that's hard to do.
And now the NFL is the invincible giant.
They stomp you out.
The only way you can compete is you got to go minor league, right?
Right.
You got to kind of change your rules.
And maybe that's what they should do, Skip. Maybe it should be like the old world league.
Yep.
Be a farm system.
That's,
so you can send some players.
That
okay,
was
you,
more Europe.
You're right.
Right.
Yeah. Your NFL. Yeah. Because it started as a world league because most of the teams were right here. You know, my old position coach, Chan Gailey, was the coach of Birmingham.
Yep.
And then they started going to Scotland and they had the Ryan Fire. They had, you know,
they
teams
did.
Overseas. Yep. So maybe that's what it should be, you know, a minor league system like baseball, the G League now in basketball. Maybe that's what the NFL, because I don't know if you can ever compete.
Yeah.
Because you just don't have the names.
No. Nope.
You don't have, come on, Skip. I mean, I don't even really know the names of the team, but
yep.
Cowboys, Packers, okay. Bears,
if,
Giants.
If Johnny now signs with an AAF team, will you turn it on?
Yep.
Some Saturday? Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
You would at least mm-hmm. check it out.
Yep.
No, I'm busy. Mm. He's,
you're
what
busy?
Are you doing?
You're touring with your goat mask on,
yeah.
right?
Hey, you know, me and the pups, we might be laying around, you know, watching something on Netflix.
Planning parades?
Yeah.
Or,
old goat.
Okay.
Do it, old goat.
No mercy.
Well, the numbers are in. This morning at the NFL Combine, Kyler Murray measured at 5'10" 1/8" and 207 pounds. He could be in the mix for the Cardinals with the number one pick because yesterday the Cardinals gave a lukewarm endorsement to their current quarterback, Josh Rosen. General manager Steve Keim said, quote, is Josh Rosen our quarterback? Yeah, he is right now. Mm. Shannon, what do you make of this?
Well, looking at Kyler, I guess he's bigger than what people thought. I didn't know he'd measure at 5'10".
Because you saw him across the room.
At the Super Bowl. Right. 5'10", 207 pounds, mm-hmm. 9.5-inch hands. That's to make a long story short, he's an average-sized man playing a big man's game.
True.
It's as simple as that.
Okay. Yep.
And if he's drafted in the first round, he'd be the first quarterback selected in the first round under 6 foot, Michael Vick and Johnny Manziel. Russell Wilson's 5'11", but he didn't go in the first round.
Okay.
So, Skip, you got to be pleased. I mean, he's 5'10". So, mm-hmm. He's not going to grow. As long as he didn't come in at 5'7", 5'10 is a decent height. I mean, mm-hmm. he's played this long, and he's played well. The concerns is, I'm sure, if you put him under center, how well is he going to be able to throw mm-hmm. then, as opposed to being able to throw, mm-hmm. you know, from the shotgun. Shotgun, yep. you know, there are lanes and things of that nature. Haskins is 6'3", and 3'8", 231, 9.5-inch hands.
Mm-hmm.
He's a bigger man. He's more prototypical.
Sure. Yep.
Than Kyler Murray, mm-hmm. but someone's going to fall in love with Kyler Murray and someone's going to take him fairly high. The question is, the Cardinals have the first pick, and everybody knows what Cliff Kingsbury said.
Yep.
Now, Cliff said this leading up to, I think they were getting ready to play them.
They were.
And he had no idea that he would be the Arizona Cardinals head coach.
Exactly.
Skip.
He might still not believe he's there.
Exactly.
Right?
So you say, if I had a number one pick, I would select yep. him. But then you get fired, and now you're the head, you know, the offensive coordinator at USC,
mm-hmm.
and somehow you keep failing upwards,
yep.
and now you're the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
Skip, I do not believe, and Steve Keim says, mm-hmm. says that Rosen is our quarterback for now.
Right now.
Right now.
Yep.
For me, I don't believe that they're a quarterback away from being a very good team.
Yep.
If you could take that first-round pick and someone's willing to give you
mm-hmm.
multiple picks.
Yep.
Skip, they were last in basically all offensive okay. categories. So they need a lot to be desired.
Okay, you know what the ultimate nightmare would be? If you take that big draft haul and you give somebody else, Kyler Murray with the number one overall,
yep.
would you live to regret it and regret it and regret it if Josh Rosen continues to play average to below average football and Kyler takes off?
But do they have great, good to great players surrounding Josh Rosen? Because if you think that this Kyler Murray kid mm-hmm. is going to do that with that level of talent and that offensive line that's around him,
mm-hmm.
you're sadly mistaken.
Not sure about that.
Okay.
I think he is very special.
Okay.
And I am here to say I'm shocked by the height. I was going to try to hold your feet to the fire if we were waiting on the measurement yeah. and make you guess it. And I was going to guess a flat out 5'9".
I was going to say the same
okay?
thing.
All right.
Say 5'9".
5'10 and an eighth. And I know we're only dealing with an inch and an eighth, but it seems like a mile.
Especially that 1/8. I'm
I know.
Like, all right.
What?
He's
so
tall.
Now he's 6'5". So basically, well, for 5'10 and an eighth, it's like 6'4".
It feels 6'5".
I'm surprised by this. I thought 5'9.5". I thought.
And obviously, I can't put a lot of stock in 207 because he might have eaten okay. four dinners last night, right?
Yeah.
Is it possible? The weight, you can. You
or drink a lot of water.
Or drink a whole lot of, because water is really heavy.
It is.
You know.
Very dense.
Okay. So he probably did all the above. Do I guess he's more of like a 197 pounder? I do.
Yes.
I do. But the hand size, I was afraid he might have small-ish hands in their average size.
Right.
That 9.5 is right in the median size of all NFL quarterbacks.
He's an average-sized man.
Okay. So just for the record, Dak Prescott had 10.875 hands. That's huge.
Wow. Yes.
Okay. Carson Wentz had 10 flat hands, 10.0. That's really, really big.
Yes.
Russell Wilson had 10.25 for a little man.
That's on huge.
It's huge. It's huge. Then we go to the other end of the spectrum. Jameis at, what do we give Jameis? 6'4"?
Yeah.
Almost 6'5", maybe? He's got small hands for his height at 9.3. Smaller hands than Kyler has.
Yes.
And then we can go all the way down to Jared Goff had 9 even hands. So he's got little hands.
Wow.
So just keep that in some perspective that he's got sort of average-sized hands, okay, which is fine.
Right. And here's the thing. Where hand size come into play, Skip, if you're going to be playing a lot in inclement weather,
mm-hmm.
if you're playing outdoors, you're playing in Pittsburgh, you're playing in New England, Buffalo, you need hand size to grip because it's going to be windy, it's going to be slush, it's going to be rain.
Yep.
So for him, he's going to be, if he goes to Arizona, indoors, 8-game indoors, San Francisco, okay.
Yeah.
The Rams, L.A., weather's not going to be an issue.
Yep.
Seattle. That might come into play. So those are the things that you, that hand size, and this is why you're like, okay, I need to know. That's why Russell. Now, Russell does because he holds onto the ball a lot and he gets strip sacked.
Yeah.
But he really has no problem throwing the ball in inclement weather.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, obviously, Steve Keim wanted to plant the seed yesterday that we are open for business.
Yes.
Right now, he's our quarterback. Right. Just to send the signal.
Sure.
Send the threat that, well, we might just take Kyler with the first overall pick. And if you fall in love with him, you're going to have to come talk to us, right?
Right.
So I get that, but I still say there's danger in taking the draft haul for Kyler because I think Kyler's going to turn into something.
Skip, I do not see a team giving up a boatload of picks for a 5'10 quarterback. Now, if he was Kyler Murray and he was 6'4", okay. Mm. Woo, God. But for 5'10", Skip, man, I don't know.
Interesting. And I will point out, which I don't think we have yet on the show, that remember, Cliff Kingsbury's agent is now Kyler's agent.
Right.
That's interesting. Right. Who's also representing Johnny Manziel, whom we're about to talk about
we'll
in a minute.
About him
now,
too.
San Diego, Atlanta did give up a boatload for Michael Vick.
Mm-hmm.
He was under 6 foot.
Yep.
I think he's 5'11"?
Mm-hmm.
So they did. So this is not, but I... Skip, oh, man. Like I said, boy, I tell you what, if you're general manager and you make this move, you better be on firm ground.
Okay. I also want to point out that in today's Athletic, the film room, which is called Ted's Film Room, and I respect Ted Wynn, who does the film room, he was breaking down Dwayne Haskins today, and he made the case he's more of a second-round pick than a first-round pick. And I know that's semi-controversial because I do like Dwayne Haskins because it's hard to argue with those numbers, though he does argue with them. I love Kyler, but I like Dwayne. But he makes some fair points because he says that if you really break down Dwayne's tape, his footwork under pressure quickly deteriorates and he has to improve his ability to read and react to blitzes. He didn't handle the blitz very well.
Right.
And he was playing behind a really good offensive line, as was Kyler Murray.
Right.
And the Athletic also says, that Dwayne has good arm talent, but it's not amazing or on par with Kyler Murray's. And it's not. Kyler Murray's got a rifle, man, for his little stature because he was the 9th pick in the baseball draft as a center fielder.
Right, he has a baseball arm.
He's got a baseball arm, and it's a big arm. And then the other point about Dwayne Haskins is those numbers are slightly inflated because he was a dink and dunker. They threw a whole bunch of 1 to 5 yard passes that were yards after catch.
Yeah.
Okay.
He has big time receivers that on a jailbreak screen and they go in 70.
They do it and they do those, what do they call those tap passes?
Yeah.
You know, the snap tap, and they ran 18. He was 18 for 18 on those.
Right.
So that kind of inflates it a little bit. I think he had 8 touchdowns out of those plays.
Yeah.
So his conclusion is that he likes him, but he doesn't love him enough to give him a first-round grade. Just to keep this in perspective, and I think that's where you're going to hear all this start heading, that Kyler's stock will continue to rise and Dwayne's will stay pretty much.
Well, Skip, you know, they said the same thing about Cam. And there are some people that say, well, Jake Locker should go before Cam. And,
I didn't.
And, oh, no.
I was big on no Jake Locker. Yeah,
But there are people that, well, Cam, I mean, he's more of a runner than a thrower. And I don't think Carolina's disappointed that they took Cam Newton with the first pick. Because if you didn't reach in that draft in 2011, Skip, if you didn't reach for a player, you struck pay dirt. If you reached for the quarterback, Christian Ponder, Jake Locker, Blaine Gabbert, Skip, I'm shocked. Because like you said you're going to ask, guess his height. You know, you hear all these rumblings where he's up to 206. Okay, I'm going to take people at their word and say 206. But I would have said 5'9". But this inch and late is almost like three, four inches to a normal quarterback. Because you think the normal quarterback, he probably got 6'1"-ish. And then he taps in at 6'3". Well, Kyler Murray is taller than what we thought. Just saying. I don't believe the Cardinals are one player away. Looking at that offensive line, looking at the skill positions around him, the defense was 26. The offense was dead last in a lot of categories. Skip, they're more than a quarterback away. They're way more. Ask Jimmy.
I know, but they're still a quarterback away.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I'm going to say it again. Every team that passes Kyler Murray will live to regret it. He's a special athlete. He's a special clutch playmaker. He's big-time clutch, man.
Well, Johnny Manziel. Everybody that passed on him, glad they did.
Okay. Well, that is true.
We're going to talk about him.
Okay, but I'm pretty sure Kyler Murray doesn't have a drug problem. I'm pretty sure of that. I'll be willing to stake my reputation he doesn't have a drug problem.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Put it to you like this. Do you believe that had Johnny Manziel not had these issues, he could have been a serviceable quarterback in
the
NFL?
Yes, I think he'd been a good quarterback. Boy, and a lot of people agreed with me on that.
No, Skip.
Boy, I saw a lot of Johnny. I saw him light people up.
Skip, but here's the thing. Once you get to the NFL, improvisational skills are good if the play breaks down. But it seems to me that was the only way he was able to play.
Yeah.
And that everything was impromptu.
Okay.
That he could play well off script, but it was that when you gave him the plays and said, run this, is where he failed to
live up. Johnny had lightning quickness, but he didn't have this kid's
quickness. No.
Johnny ran 4.5 40, which is obviously it's fast, but it ain't this fast.
Right. Yeah.
And Johnny had a slightly below average arm, kind of like a decent arm. Mm-hmm. He didn't have this whip.
Right.
He didn't have it.
I mean, but Johnny was. I mean, you saw him in his last bowl game.
Yep.
He was spectacular. Mm-hmm.
You mean against Duke?
Yeah, against Duke.
Comeback?
And if you can do that.
How about his bowl game against the University of Oklahoma? Yeah. Go look those numbers
up. Cooked them.
Go look at the rushing numbers.
Yeah, like 220 yards.
Remember this?
Yeah.
It was outrageous.
And if you could do that to anybody that could do what he did to St. Nick.
In Tuscaloosa. Oh. And then he really did it to him the next year, but they lost like 49-42.
And he had almost 500 yards passing.
Was it Mike Evans helping him? Sure it was.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. Okay. So Kyler has to be pleased with his height.
He has to.
And at 5'10", he's an average-sized man. He's done well thus far, playing at 5'10".
Yep.
So I don't, but Skip, I don't know, Skip. I just couldn't. I couldn't pull the trigger. I'm sorry.
Okay. Now, it remains to be seen. He says the indications are he will not throw on Saturday, but would he run the 40?
What else can we see from him?
Because if he
I guarantee he ain't breaking 4.4.
Okay.
He ain't breaking 4.4.
What if he throws up a 4.25?
Man, I bet he run no 4.25.
What would you say? Yeah. Would that just close your case?
Yeah. You know he's not running 4.25.
I think
Skip, do you know what 4.25 is?
I do.
Do you know?
I've seen it before.
Yeah.
Lil Ross ran, wasn't he? 4.22.
Chris Johnson.
He is fast.
By
the way, Ross is proving to be more of a trackster than a football player.
That's what he's inline speed.
I got it.
My year, I went J.D. Williams.
Yeah.
Buffalo took him first. He ran 4.29.
Whew.
So that was the fastest 40 I've seen. I see a guy come in and run like 4.43.
Well, Dion went 4.2-ish, right?
Yeah. But Skip, that's flying.
I know.
And guys that run that fast, they're normally track guys by nature. Tyreek Hill is probably low 4.3 guy, but he's a track guy. Mm-hmm. Track guy. Kyler Murray doesn't strike me as a baseball, basketball, football. Okay, I can see it. I don't see that kind of get up. Skip, you got to get out. You got to get out to run that fast. Chase Sharp. Oh, Chase Sharp used to get out back in the day.
4.8.
No, Skip. 4.8.
Skip, don't do that.
The great John Wooten said, I personally held the watch and got him at 4.8.
Well, how does a guy
at Savannah State
got
you at 4.8?
Can I ask you a question?
4.8.
How does a guy that runs 4.8 go 96?
It's called football speed.
It
might be called fear.
No, it was fear.
Fear of being caught.
What I always was able to do is run as fast as I wanted to.
Okay, well,
everybody else run fast they can.
Yeah, well, when they're clocking, when they're timing you.
Yeah, what I did.
You don't really try that hard, right?
Got an 80, got all them 80-yarders, 90s, for a 4.8 guy, Jenny.
I mean.
You went 96 because the safety fell down.
Don't do that skill.
He got out of the way. They're scared.
You know that, man.
Didn't he fall down?
No.
He took the wrong angle.
Skip, I did not tie 4.8.
Okay, either way, I hope he does run, and I am glad he came in at that 5.10 mark.
Yeah.
And that 1.8.
I mean, with, where is the parade?
We can just,
okay, Jenny, where is the parade?
I think Skip and I will host.
We're having
parade.
A parade for a 5.10 guy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean.
The guy, the inch taller.
You know what? I'm going to wear that goat mask and walk all the way to your house tonight.
Your parade is
about
one
that?
Person. At least we have some.
We're having a parade for a guy that's an inch and an eighth taller than what we thought he was.
That is pretty true.
Well, at least he can go the other direction. Yeah. No
mercy. February isn't just about one super-sized football game. On Spotify, there's thousands of free sports podcasts that agonize over the preseasons, off-seasons, and plain old regular seasons of nearly every sport imaginable. Basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, curling, and even hurling. Yeah, that's a real sport. Look it up. Now it's so easy to stay updated with the latest trade rumors, predictions, and scorching hot takes from some of your favorite game's biggest names. So take it one episode at a time and give 110% of your attention to the thousands of free sports podcasts on Spotify. Because the best offense is a good podcast. No mercy. Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at the same time tomorrow morning, 9:30 Eastern. We'll see you then. Facts, sports, one of one.